Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
The Royals just added a new baby to the line of succession. So Princess Eugenie and her husband Jack welcomed a baby into the world this week. This is their second child together. And I always love seeing what they're going to name their kids because they're never just like John or David. It's like very regal, very archaic. And so they had a little baby boy that they named Ernest George Ronnie Brooksbank. Wow. Very nice long name. He's got four of them. Okay. So three first and middle names. And then the last name, Brooksbank, which is her husband's name.
Yeah, there's never like a Prince Bob.
Yeah.
Chuck.
Sammy.
Joe. None of them.
Archie was already a little bit of a shock. I remember when Prince Harry and Meghan came out with the name, I was like, Archie. Like, that's a little bit of a shock. That's not something you hear from a royal every now and then.
I'm guessing all of these names have some kind of history behind them, and that's why they decided, you know what, let's not eliminate any one of them.
Yeah,
they do.
Yeah.
So according to Eugenie's personal Instagram, he's named after his great-great-great-grandfather George and his Grandpa George and her grandpa Ronald. So a lot of men in the family he's named after, which
but
is really
Ernest
sweet.
Is just like,
yeah, what an interesting name to choose. She didn't explain Ernest from what I saw in the reports. I think they were just like, Ernest.
And this is Fergie's about right. Daughter, right?
Yes. Yeah. So Fergie's now grandson.
Yeah.
So Ernest is the latest to get added to the royal line of babies. Yeah. Welcome to the fam.
And at the end of the day, that's really an Ernie. So he's Prince Ernie.
He's Prince Ernie.
Sound very real.
I don't think he gets the prince title.
No?
I'm pretty sure he doesn't. He is 13th in line to the throne. He just bumped Prince Andrew down. Prince Edward down to number 14.
14.
But,
it's like deep. NFL standing.
Got a lot of work to do.
Did he qualify for the wild card?
No.
I do kind of wonder if, so like Prince Edward got bumped down, but that is actually Queen Elizabeth's son, right? Because it's all about the order of the child under the queen and then their children are next. So I wonder if the royal family, every time like so a grandbaby or another baby is born, they're happy, but they're also like, dang it, that's one more in the way.
Do you think at some point, you know, when he's old enough to be at like a pub, he's going to use that as his pickup line? Like, hey, just want to let you know I'm 14th in line right now for the throne.
I don't think he's going to have to ever use a pickup line.
You don't think?
Considering his, like, family background. I mean, but there are so many royals now, and they all have interesting names, too, like Zara, Eugenie, Beatrice. Like, they're all sort of, like, not common names, I would say. So he is going to be very well known. His family's got famous celebrities in it. He is never going to have to use a pickup line in his life.
There's royal chasers. Like people who want to be in the royal family and want to be a part of that life.
Sure.
So yeah. there's royal groupies.
Much better name than groupie.
Yeah.
What, royal chasers.
You like that better?
That's way better.
Yeah, yeah, there's royal chasers.
Yeah, the ladies are going to be like, oh my God, Ernie's in the bar.
Can you at least use it in like his Tinder profile and stuff? Like I'm 14th in line.
He won't need one. And his brother's name is Augie, by the way. So it's Augie and Ernie, which is kind of super cute. I love it.
It sounds like a new show on Disney Plus.
It sounds like the two new Muppets.
Oh, yeah.
Ernie.
Oh, they added the crew, like, yeah, some crew to Sesame Street.
Okay, Prince Harry didn't show up for his own court date. So Prince Harry's in the middle of a trial against the UK's Daily Mirror, which, fun fact, this makes him the first royal in over 100 years to testify in court, which is pretty crazy. He was set to take the stand on Monday, but he was actually in the States celebrating his daughter's birthday on Sunday. So his lawyer told the judge in what might be the worst quote I've ever seen on a professional news source. According to the New York Post, his lawyer said, his travel arrangements are such and his security arrangements are such that it is a little bit tricky. And that's why he couldn't show up in court. And the judge is like, okay, but I told him to be there. So show up. Show up, my guy. But
does he fly commercially or does he? He does?
Mm-hmm.
So you see him right there on 30B, like in the exit row.
I don't think he's going to be back in 30.
Oh, geez, yeah. In
30. Maybe he's business class. B.
Yeah.
But it's actually
comfort plus at worst.
You put him in the middle to win B.
I want him on that emergency tour, man. He's pretty buff.
Actually, kind of a rule of thumb, all of the royals, unless they're traveling on official royal business, if it's for personal, they fund their own tickets and they fly coach.
Is that right? Wow. So he's flying coach.
Yeah. Wow.
So he's just like the rest of us going, hey, can I have some more of those cookies, those Biscoff cookies?
Yeah. Well, we say that, but then again, like, it's not like I'm watching all of his private flights that he's chartered. He might be flying privately sometimes, but that would come out of pocket.
Yeah, and there's other members that have been spotted on planes because otherwise they get blasted for abusing
that's right.
the coffers yeah. and, like, it costs the country money.
Including William and Kate. As well.
It was kind of a bogus excuse anyway, because he said that he couldn't make it because he was celebrating his 2-year-old's birthday, I think.
Yeah.
You can move that birthday at 2 years
old. Or bring her to the UK. Like, your 2-year-old can come with you. He's in the middle of, like, 6 lawsuits right now, so I'm sure they're just all getting scrambled. Taylor Swift and Matty Healy, have they split up? Some sources say yes, some say no. I'll tell you more on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.